peace from God, our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our message this morning comes from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 13, specifically the exchange between the Pharisees and Jesus at the beginning of our text. At the very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." And he said to them, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I finish my course.'" This is our text. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, in 1980, a movie came out about two brothers who were on a mission from God. Maybe you remember the name of that movie. It was The Blues Brothers. Jake and Elwood Blues, played by John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, they were orphans raised in an orphanage, and that orphanage was facing foreclosure unless the two could raise $3,000. Jake had just gotten out of prison when he hears about the news, and he decides that they have to get the band back together so that they can raise money to save the orphanage. And basically, each and every time they go to one of the members of the band to try to get them to join the band again, they have to explain, "We are on a mission from God." So how about you? Are you on a mission from God? When you think about it, all Christians who have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ confess loud and bold that we are indeed on a mission from God. We are on a mission from God to share our faith with those around us. We are on a mission from God to keep the Ten Commandments. We are on a mission from God to read our Bible and to go to worship. We are on a mission from God to go to Bible class and pray. We are on a mission from God to share what God gives us back with the church out of love so the church can function effectively. We are on a mission from God to receive God's blessings through the sacraments. So indeed, as Christians who follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we indeed are on a mission from God. In our gospel lesson for today, Jesus doesn't exactly use those exact words, "I'm on a mission from God," but as you read through that text, you get the distinct impression that he is indeed on a mission from God. Jesus is on a mission from God to die on the cross for the forgiveness of all of our sins. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that's going to get in his way. So in that very first verse of our text from Luke, Luke writes, "At that very hour, some Pharisees come and said to Jesus, 'Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you.'" Now that first sentence right there should spark warning signals left and right. Because if you look in the book of Luke, in the previous two chapters, what you'll see is that Jesus had been fighting with those Pharisees left and right throughout those whole two chapters. So the question in my mind is, if Jesus and the Pharisees had been fighting together for two chapters now, why in the world would they come to Jesus and warn him about Herod? What I think is, they probably thought that with Herod taking the life of Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, that it would scare Jesus into leaving town. But you got to remember, Herod only killed John the Baptist at the request of his wife's daughter. In fact, if you read through the Gospels, you see that Herod actually enjoyed talking with John, that they had lengthy conversations about faith and other such things. And then later on Good Friday, when Herod had the power and the authority to actually put Jesus to death, he doesn't take the opportunity. He just asked Jesus to perform a miracle. He just wanted to see a miracle with his own two eyes. And when Jesus doesn't do one, and when he stands there like a sheep, totally silent, Herod just sends Jesus back to Pilate. So the chances are that the Pharisees just want to get Jesus out of town, so he's not doing his teaching and his healing, so that he's not doing his mission. But Jesus doesn't take the bait. Jesus says, "Go tell that fox, behold, I am casting out demons and accomplishing healings today and tomorrow, and a third day I am brought to my goal." You know, in that statement, Jesus is really laying out his first mission here on earth. He is here to release those who are captive to Satan and sickness and sin. And in referencing that third day, he is obviously referencing his own resurrection. So in essence, Jesus is saying, "I'm going to work until my work is finished. You guys are not going to scare me off. I'm going to keep working until my work is completely done. After all, I'm on a mission from God." And his second parallel statement is very similar. He says, "Nevertheless, it is necessary for me today and tomorrow and the coming day to journey, because it is impossible that a prophet perish outside of Jerusalem." And with this statement, Jesus lays out his second mission on earth. He came to die for the sins of all people. I mean, John the Baptist pointed out at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, "This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so he is going to die on the cross. He is going to be abandoned by his Father and pay for our sins. And once again, he references his resurrection. So his death is not going to be the end. 3 days later, he's going to rise from the dead. And that too is part of his mission. Because Jesus rose from the dead, that just proves that we are going to raise from the dead too. The reality is that neither Herod nor the Pharisees nor anybody else would have anything to do with stopping Jesus' mission from God. Jesus was in total control of the whole situation. He will only allow the mission to end when he accomplishes all that he had came here to do. No one in heaven or on earth would stand between Jesus and his mission from God. While the Pharisees issue their command and order for Jesus to depart from here and to continue on his journey, Jesus turns right around and orders and commands them to go and tell that fox. So Jesus isn't going to be stopped in his mission until he proclaims from the cross, "It is finished." So how are you doing in your mission from God? I know, thankfully, you don't have the Pharisees telling you to get out of town because Herod's seeking to kill you and stopping from your mission. But I do know that the world around us would love for us to fail in our mission from God. The world does everything it can to distract us from our mission. The world dangles things like fame and power and wealth in front of us like a carrot to take us away from our mission and onto another path. Maybe the world is dangling family problems in front of you and it's distracting you a little bit. Maybe there's a problem at work that's distracting you and keeping you from your mission. Maybe it's drugs or alcohol that are doing it. Maybe it's anticipating March Madness starting in a few weeks that'll distract you from your mission. But the world, sin, and Satan, they have no problem throwing everything at us, including the kitchen sink, so that we stray away from our mission from God. But you know what? As much as they may throw at us, God has an arsenal that is even greater. St. Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you will be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm." And so to that end, God gives us the belt of truth. He gives us the breastplate of righteousness. He gives us the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. He gives us prayer and the sacraments. And if that's not enough, God gives us His own Holy Spirit to be with us every step of the way as we seek to accomplish His mission. Last of all, God gives us each other. He gives us the church to stand together, to lift each other up as we go about our mission. God's arsenal is so much stronger than anything that the world or Satan or sin can throw at us. Because God is in control. He works through His Word to make sure that we accomplish the mission that He has trusted to us. And that mission will not fail. In Jesus' name, amen. May the people